I mean, it's definitely tough to, you know, after a loss like that, especially knowing that, you know, we came out on fire and that, you know, we had the chance to blow that team out. The way that things, you know, ended was unexpected, and it's a tough pill to swallow.
You talk about the way things ended after the first couple of series. Obviously, Robert got injured. Your thought process as you went through that game and you saw him and the inability to really operate the offense, did you expect a change to be made?
You know, just watching him, you know, Robert didn't want to come out. You know, Robert wanted to, you know, lead this team, and he was fully capable of doing that. I think it was just a couple of plays here and there where he kind of looked off his game. But otherwise that, Robert did everything he could to help us win this game.
At a point, how difficult is it for, you know, a player, though? I mean, because obviously the guy's hurt. It wasn't RG3 out there.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to kind of balance that between you want to play, but you also have to do what's best for the team? I mean, it's difficult.
Yeah,
and sort of talk about that.
I think we feel like if Robert can be out there, then let him play. You know, he's a threat either way. And, I mean, I didn't really see him hurting into the fourth quarter. He was doing just fine throughout the whole game. Just the adversity and that we overcame throughout the year, and that we kind of showed everybody that we are true, you know, real competition in the NFC East, and we definitely have a chance to do big things in the future.
It's an interesting offseason upcoming for you, obviously, and you know, you went through the whole the tight end transformation this year. Just talk about your thought process as you go into this offseason. You want to come back next year, obviously, and take that next step.
Yeah, Sean explained to me like this. Like, this season, it was my rookie year. It was my rookie year as a tight end. You know, he told me he was very proud of the way I handled it. He told me after, you know, games, a lot of coaches would come up to him, and it was like, you've done a great job with turning a wide receiver into a tight end. Like, they didn't think, especially so soon, anything was possible. So I definitely want to keep growing from here and become a complete tight end.
How will you remember this season?
I'll take this season. This is my best season. I've only got two of them, so hopefully we can keep building off this. But this is definitely a motivational season for leading us into next season. You got to have short-term memory in the NFL because, I mean, obviously the season's over and we got a long time to think about it. But like I said, it's definitely fuel for us.
Could you feel a change in the locker room from even last year or the first 9 games kind of thumbed out?
Definitely. Just having guys like Pierre Garçon and Robert Griffin in the locker room made a big difference this year, and their attitude, their demeanor that they brought to the field kind of affected everybody.
Does that kind of give you something to build on?
Oh, yeah, it does. It gives something to build on. I think Washington Redskins can be just fine in the future.